The global outage that's affected industries and companies worldwide, we're talking airlines, airports, the London Stock Exchange was affected, was caused by a company called CrowdStrike. They're a cybersecurity vendor, and it looks like they pushed out an update in the early hours of the morning that caused Windows PCs around the world to just error out completely and show the dreaded blue screen of death. Any Windows user that's used the platform for any amount of time will have encountered blue screens at some point, but I think those of us who had to live through the Windows 95, 98, and XP eras remember it with not such fond memories. The blue screen means that something has badly gone wrong in Windows, and like at a system level. And this was caused by, it appears, a faulty driver installed on these machines as part of the update. The issue did affect several South African companies, the most prominent of which, it looks like, was Capitec. So we've heard that insurance providers and so on were also affected, but Capitec Bank was offline all morning. People could not withdraw money. They could not make card payments. They could not transact on their Capitec account at all as a result of this issue. CrowdStrike, the update, knocking out, obviously, some critical Windows systems on Capitec's side. And fixing the problem isn't easy either. The workaround that CrowdStrike has published for IT administrators, system administrators to implement means they have to go to each individual machine that has been impacted and that do then go into that machine, boot it up into a thing they call safe mode, and then go to a specific file folder and delete files out of that folder. You're talking about minutes per machine. Now, for those of us who only have one computer, that doesn't sound like a lot. But when you're an IT systems administrator that has to administer thousands of computers, or you're dealing with a server that is housed securely in a data center somewhere, now you have to drive 45 minutes to the data center, get access, get into the data center, get your machine, unlock the machine, and so on. You can see why this is a massive problem and why it can take so long to resolve. This is probably going to impact companies around the world for some hours to come still, and all as a result of one stray update from a mission-critical cybersecurity vendor. We're still waiting from CrowdStrike to find out exactly how this happened, whether it was maybe the victim of what they call a supply chain attack, or whether it was just an honest mistake. But it does show, and it's a warning, of how centralized our IT network infrastructure around the world has become.